It starts it off.
A legit 6'5", too.
Josh Ogieri gets introduced. Another tall figure. Who?
Chikai
Chikai Washington. Strong guard. Here's Dante Iafredi. He looks like a mini midget compared to his teammates, but he's not. And rounding it off is Kelvin Odie.
Very impressive starting five. I tell you, great backcourt and three big 6'5 boys up front.
All right. We are going to take ourselves a 60-second timeout. When we come back, it's a Final Four semifinal from the Ryan Center at the University of Rhode Island. So stay with us. We'll be back with you. And that'd be in 60 seconds from right about now.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial's been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
You know, I just noted or thought of something, John. I'm looking around during the national anthem. The nickname Rams is everywhere.
Yes.
The Rhode Island Rams identity is all over the place, and the LaSalle Rams will get the benefit of that. So we'll see how this goes. This is going to be a tough challenge for these Middletown Islanders, but they're a hard-working crew, and you know Kevin Leonard's going to have them out there doing the very best they can.
They will. And the kid will be, you know, stay solid defensively. Don't try to gamble. Don't try to be a hero. You know, allow LaSalle the ability to make run their offense. But just take away the easy baskets. Don't get committed too early, committing fouls. You know, I mean, Middletown's got a lot of players that can play. But when they lose it after their first or second player off the bench, their talent level drops. So you need to have those five guys on the floor as much as we can today.
All right, Middletown in the away blues with the white lettering and numerals. Home whites with the maroon trim for LaSalle. Center jump will feature Timmy Robinson. And he'll go jumping against the taller Josh Ogieri. We are opposite the scorer's table. Middletown will be going left to right. And the tap control by LaSalle, and it goes out of play, and it would be Middletown ball.
Oh, good break there. Well, I'm afraid he thought the ball was off of LaSalle, Middletown, so he let it go out of bounds, but it didn't.
And the Islanders put it in play, going left to right as we look on.
Sounds straight man-to-man.
Roberto Figueres gives up to Timmy Robinson, tightly got it. And here is Timmy working the ball out, gives it up to R.J. Wiggins. Beyond the arc, R.J. lost his dribble, regains possession. Here's Cranston trying to drive down the lane, but the ball's knocked away from behind. And here's a drive to the basket by the Rams, up and in by Kelvin Odie.
Yeah, tough turn. Cranston looked like he had a lane to the basket, but the ball got deflected and turned it over.
Back the other way, Ben Connerton. Gives it up to Timmy. Three-point range. Back off to Roberto Figueres. Top of the key. Backs it off. R.J. Wiggins. Gives it up. Timmy Robinson. Left elbow. Driving in the lane. Puts it up on the run. It won't go. Rebound, Roberto Figueres. But the ball stolen from behind by Iafredi of LaSalle. Drives it up and in.
Wow, he's quick.
Got to pay attention. These LaSalle Rams are very quick.
Two good looks for the Islanders so far.
With the ball back now, it's in the hands of Ben Connaughton straight away. Three. Yes!
Wow, that's a big hit. First one goes. You mentioned he is a streak shooter.
Back the other way come the Rams. Washington goes down low. Simpson can't get it to go. Rebound, Timmy Robinson. Robinson on the run. Top of the key. Throws up a three. No. Rebound comes back to RJ. Foul line. Jumper. In and out. No. Rebound. OD. 4-3. LaSalle early going. With the ball, it's Dante Iafredi, the point guard. Gives it up left side to Simpson. Wants to go in the middle. Back to Simpson. Out to Iafredi. At the foul line, dishes it off. Ja'Kai Washington from the corner. Yes, three.
Player they didn't have last year in the state playoffs. But a couple of tough matchups. You see, France is getting stuck with the OD. That's not a good matchup for the Islanders.
No pressure being applied by the Rams until they're over the mid-stripe. And a deflection out of play by LaSalle. Middletown ball.
Now, this is a perfect example. You're not going to make 15-foot passes on the perimeter against LaSalle. That time, Figueres was going right and threw it left. You got to make that pass, direct pass right to your teammate.
Roberto Figueres gives it up to Connaughton. Three-point range has it stolen away. Kelvin OD on the run. Bounce pass and a slam dunk by Ogiri.
Well, again, turnover, third one for the Islanders. Just got to protect that basketball.
9-3 in a hurry, LaSalle. Figueres. Dishes it back. Nobody there. Turns it over. LaSalle has it. Driving down the lane. And a double dribble on the Rams. Josh Ogiri.
First time. Again, a little careless with the offense by R.J. Wiggins that time. Went up in the air to make a pass. It wasn't there. So he's got to take care of that basketball.
Back come the Islanders the other way with Roberto Figueres at the point. Setting it up, and another lazy pass stolen away by the Rams. Here's a drive by Iafredi, blocked from behind by Figueres. Here's Connaughton coming up court, looking around. Finally gives it to Roberto. Resets the offense, goes across court to Wiggins out high. RJ backs it off, gives it up. Connaughton, three, yes!
Wow, where's he coming from? But I love it.
Ben,
that was a couple of feet beyond the arc.
Rams come back the other way. They've got the ball. They've got the lead. Simpson wants to drive, spins, shoots, doesn't go, but he got fouled.
Yeah, Timmy let him get position down low, a little spin move, and he's going to get two free throws. You can't get that 6'5 kid getting the ball on the block and try to play defense after he gets the ball. You got to really try to deny that pass. Or at least make him come out and get it.
Liam Simpson steps to the line, shooting two. Liam, 6'5", sophomore. First of the two is good. One more for Liam. And good. 11-6, LaSalle, early on. Figueres brings it back. Gives it up to Connaughton out beyond the arc. To Timmy, left elbow. Straight away drives, had the ball knocked away. Driving down court, Ja'Kai Washington, and another slam dunk by Kelvin Odey.
They're quick, getting letting out. They're twice now, Middletown off the dribble, getting the ball poked away. Got to protect.
Full timeout, Middletown to figure out something. They're down 13-6. We'll take a 30-second timeout right here. To work with the community.
O'Brien's Pub, for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites. Plus, never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
Well, in the early going here, it is LaSalle 13 and Ben Connerton 6.
And Middletown with 5 turnovers, all of them in the half court on their own offensive end, just off the dribble. 3 or 4 have been stolen, a couple of passes deflected. And when LaSalle gets running, wow, OD and I forget who the other, O'Jerry, that's 2 dunks for them. And they're just very quick, very explosive.
Middletown ball after the timeout by Kevin Lendrum. And let's see what they come up with maybe as an alternative here. Trailing 13-6 in the first quarter. Here is Pat Cranston. And the weave. There's Robinson making a move to the basket. Misses the layup. Rebound to Ja'Kai Washington. And with the ball, OD gives it up to Iafredi. Dante Iafredi. Bounce pass right side. Right to the basket. Laying it up and in is Kelvin OD.
He went right by Connaughton. Connaughton just about ready to get down in the stance, and he was already going.
15-6. Connaughton with the ball. Can't go anywhere. Timmy Robinson deep beyond the arc. Straight away. Gives it up. Figueres takes a long 3 off the mark. Rebound down there by Josh O'Jeary. Bringing it back himself. Left of the lane, in the drive, puts it up, around and in. It's too easy.
Yeah, they're just scoring it well.
17-6. Tim Robinson brings it up.
How many times this year he's been defended by a 6'5 guy and they can defend?
On the left side, it's Ben Connerton. Gives it up. Wanted to give it up on the weave, but they turned it over. Islanders are getting frustrated already. Ja'Kai Washington sits down. I can't tell who came on.
Number
I think it's
two.
Lucas Gillis.
Yep, Lucas Gillis.
All right. Iafredi with it.
Middletown going to try to get step back into a zone, but I don't know.
Here's a 3, and it's good. Josh O'Jeary. Rams are scoring at will.
Okay, they missed a shot, Bob.
20-6. Cranston wants to drive. Right of the basket. Pump fakes. Nothing there. Gives it up to Connerton for a jumper. That rolls around, drops off. Rebound. O'Jeary brings it down court and bumps into Pat Cranston for the foul.
Yeah, that's the matchup I was looking at. Cranston gets matched up with O'Jeary. That's not a good look for the Islanders.
All right, Rams put it in play. O'Jeary on the right side gives it up to Simpson, gets it back on the right side in 3-point range. Iafredi looking around, goes left side, and that's OD. They work it down low, and a save by Middletown on the turnover, but they turn it over, and right to the basket. Slamming it home is Josh O'Jeary.
That's 4 slams. That was off the turnover that Middletown just couldn't get.
Figueres drives to the hoop, misses the layup from the left side. Pass down court. Get ready. Oh, it's only a layup. That by O'Jeary. I thought he was going to slam it. 24-6.
Yeah, they need a little break here again. Trying to maybe get some one-on-one isolations because there's just too many people at the rim.
Timmy Robinson goes in the lane, throws it up on the run, left-handed, and puts it down.
First basket, other than by Ben Connaughton's 2 threes.
24-8. And a 3 from Gillis is off the mark. Rebound, Pat Cranston. He'll bring it up himself. Gets down to the foul line. Ball comes loose. Saved by Cranston in the corner. Connaughton 3. Nope. Bounces around, LaSalle fighting themselves for it. Gillis comes away with it.
That was a good look by Cranston. I mean by Connaughton.
Iafredi checks with his coach. Gets the play. Guarded by Cranston. Dante Iafredi. Works around. Gets to the top of the key. Bounce pass. And a foul on the three-point shot. Josh Ogieri's going to the line.
Not a good play right there by Pat Cranston. He was chasing that pass, and when Ogieri went up for a long three, he hit him right on the arm and knocked him to the ground.
Three free throws for Josh Ogieri, who already has 11 points, and he missed the front one.
He was 5 for 5 from the floor, but three of those were dunks.
Two more coming for Josh Ogieri, 6'5 junior. Second free throw is good. Josh Mello and Connor Lopez coming in for Middletown. And I said Josh, didn't I?
Yeah.
I meant Jacob. Jacob Mello. And one more for Mr. Ogieri. And that will roll around and drop off. Timmy Robinson had the rebound, but lost the rebound. A drive to the hoop is put up and in by Kelvin Odie. Ja'Kai Washington returns for the Rams. Pass in the corner, finds R.J. Wiggins. Wants to go baseline, but he was apparently fouled.
Yeah, that last play down there, missed free throw. Timmy had the easy, went up nice and easy to go get it like you normally had, but the just too many big bodies by LaSalle. Just knocked the ball out of his hand, led to a layup.
Here comes Jake Martone in for the Rams, giving Iafredi a break. Also getting a rest is Josh Ogieri. Putting it in play, Wiggins comes out deep to Roberto, who throws up a three at the buzzer and does not go. A dominating first quarter display put on by the LaSalle Rams. And after one quarter, LaSalle leads Middletown 26-8. 30-second timeout right here.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
I got the score wrong. It's 27-8, not 26-8.
Okay.
That's all the Rams needed. One
yeah,
more
one
point.
More point. But great display of athleticism, quickness, strength, and basketball ability by LaSalle. I mean, Ogieri, he's got 12 points already, and six of those were dunks, just going hard and strong. And for Middletown, just 3 of 11 from the floor. Fortunately, the 2 or 3 from threes, it's got them 6 points, but only one basket by Timmy Robinson going to the hoop. And LaSalle in that first quarter shot 9 of 10 around the rim and 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. Just a well-played first quarter by the Rams.
And they get the ball to start the second quarter as they go right to left from where we look, opposite the scorer's table. Back in three-point range, Ogieri will give it up on the left wing. That is Iafredi. Dishes it back to Martone. He brings it back to Iafredi. They work it around for a three, and off the front rim, no good. But it comes down to Iafredi, goes off deep, and throws it away. Mello saves it to Timmy Robinson. Middletown trailing 27-8. Figueres dishes it back. Jacob Mello looking for some help. Back to Figueres, out deep. RJ trying to go down the lane. And gets fouled by one of the Rams.
Well, there's a difference right there. R.J. Wiggins, most of the time in the Division II level, can get by his man quickly. That time, he looked like he had a step on Ogieri, who just caught up and the call for reaching in, but he really shut him down.
And it'll be Middletown ball. Here's a drive by RJ. Lost control of it.
Taylor's turn over there, Bob.
Yeah, he had a baseline drive there, but he lost the ball. Back come the Rams. Working the ball in the hands of Iafredi. Point guard. Gives it over here to Tamoy Stitchell. And here's Iafredi dishing it back to Martone for a three, way off the mark. But a weak side rebound blocked. But getting it back and putting it up and in is Josh Ogieri.
They had two chances to get the easy rebound, and they just not grabbing the ball. They got to be tougher.
Figueres brings it back across the center circle. Gives it up to R.J. Wiggins. Wiggins looking around. Gives it up to Timmy Robinson. Goes in the lane and then gets bounced for a foul.
It hit pretty hot. I don't know if Ogieri plays football, but he looked like a defensive back. I'll tell you that.
Josh Ogieri just committed his second foul. So he'll sit down. And Liam Simpson has come back for the Rams. No shots here. 29-8. LaSalle, early second quarter. Roberto Figueres with the ball now, taking a look. Waiting for him is Iafredi in the defensive standpoint. Robinson's three. Nope. Fight for the rebound. Battle for. And it's ball's tied up. Alternating possession, Middletown.
A nice hustle there by Figueres. He saw the three, went in, and he went up with Iafredi and tied him up.
Islanders will put it in from the baseline. Timmy Robinson will do the honors. Guarded by Simpson. Puts it in play to Connor Lopez. He's in there. Pat Cranston sits down with his two fouls. Robinson down the lane. Puts it up on the run and banks it home left-handed.
It's two nice moves he's made, but he's had to make difficult shots.
Rams come back the other way. Work it in the left corner. Washington has it. Martone tries another three. That's off the mark. Rebound, R.J. Wiggins. Timmy Robinson on the run, top of the key, left of the lane, throws it up, blocked by Liam Simpson.
Outbounds, Middletown ball.
It will be an Islander ball.
Stitchell returns for LaSalle, replacing Dante Iafredi.
Iafredi gets a rest, and Tamoy Stitchell goes back in. Figueres will get a rest.
That's a name we haven't seen, Joel Sanchez.
Joel Sanchez. Ball's deflected. Saved by Sanchez. Puts it up and in.
That's the way to come in. What do we know? Looked like it was going to be an errant pass, but yeah, there's 4 points unanswered.
Tamoy Stitcher with the ball right now at the point. Goes right side. They work it down low on the baseline, and a block by Timmy Robinson. Wiggins on the run. Up the near sideline, has the ball deflected away and stolen.
Yeah, very careless by RJ. That's his third turnover. Got to take care of the basketball after a great block by Timmy Robinson.
On the wing, down on the baseline, slam, dunk, Kelvin Odie.
Well, they're picking the 2-3 zone, getting the ball into the high post and back to the baseline. There's just plenty of room on that baseline.
Wiggins to Sanchez. Joel gives it out to Timmy. Between the circles, RJ on the elbow, right side, crossover dribble, foul line, stopped, blocked, slam blocked. Here come the Rams on the run. Bounce pass comes back to Stitchell, drops it down to the baseline. Ja'Kai Washington up and in.
No answers with the zone, Bob. Just pass the ball, no dribbling.
32-12. Second quarter. Robinson, three-pointer. Nope. Rebound. Skying for it is Kelvin Odie. Up court in a hurry. Liam Simpson. Play fake. Puts it up and misses, but draws a late foul.
Well, they not only play good defense, they get it out in their transition. It's so quick. And it's their big guys that are getting from one end of the floor to the other. They're moving. They're breaking a little sweat out here, but they're beating the Islanders up and down the floor.
Jimmy Robinson just committed his second foul. At the line is Liam Simpson to shoot a pair. First one, good. Here comes Ben Connerton back in. Wiggins sits down. Connor Lopez sits down. Figueres returns. And sitting down is Jake Martone.
That's a small lineup out there with just Melo, Sanchez, and Figueres. Really no size. Timmy's about the only kid out there.
Second free throw is good for Simpson. So Timmy Robinson will act as the point right now, bringing it up court, sporting two fouls. Here's Roberto trying to go top of the key, almost lost it. Get some help from Joel Sanchez. Three-point range, off the mark. Rebound taken easily by Ja'Kai Washington. Rams on the run again. Stitchell in the lane. Will bounce it down. Great pass. Missed layup. Amazing. Kelvin O'D.
Yeah, he was all by himself.
And Middletown's going to throw the ball away, turn it over again. Up court, Stitchell has it and gets the layup.
Well, again, just a careless throw away on one end of the court leads to an easy layup.
Connerton fakes the three in the corner right side, gives it up to Timmy Robinson. Timmy with the dribble, wants to go right now, goes right to the basket to lay it up, and it comes off, and a foul is going to be called.
That was a good move. He beat Simpson, but then there was help on the other end by Washington, but he made a good move. Ball just wouldn't fall in. He's going to get two free throws, first two times the Islanders have gone to the line.
Foul is on Liam Simpson. His first, it will put Timmy Robinson on the line. Timmy to shoot a pair. First one. Good. Maya Frady returns for LaSalle, and so does Josh Ogieri. Here comes KBS. Kyle Brennan Simmons from Middletown.
He's going to try to give him a little impetus here. He plays with a lot of heart. But that's a big front line he'd have to go against here.
Timmy's second free throw is no good. The ball comes down and goes off of one of the Islanders. 36-12.
We got 37-13, Bob.
37-13. I'll just play along. I have Freddie drops to the baseline. They work it around. Right side. Out around the perimeter. Fake by I have Freddie. Steps inside the arc. Misses the three. Timmy Robinson grabs the rebound. He's going to bring it up himself. Goes left of the lane. Dishes it back to Roberto. Out to Connerton and Ben Travel trying to make a move.
Well, he wanted to take the quick three. But again, LaSalle so quick coming out on him when he went to fake. He moved both feet.
LaSalle ball, 2:35 to go in the half. Rams dominating every aspect of this game. Stitchell, jumper, foul line, in and out, and back in.
That was against the 2-3 zone. He just split the two guys up front and just took one dribble and had an easy jump shot.
39-13, Rams in control. Roberto Figueres goes in the right side for a three by Timmy. That's too long. Rebound on the weak side, taken by Gillis. Up court come the Rams. Gillis tries to pass it and does, and missing the front and rattling forward. Islanders down low. Pass comes loose. Connerton has it. Ben's on the run. Drops it down to Cranson. He was too far underneath the basket. And Cranson gives it off. Here's a three. Figueres. Nope. High rebound. And that'll go down on the floor. Timmy Robinson diving for it, and it goes off of him.
Roberto Figueres has taken three real long threes. That was not the best of ones, but they're fighting on the boards. Timmy Robinson working hard.
And a little footwear tying on the lace here for Mr. Cranson. And now we get back in action. With less than a minute 40 to go in the half, I'm afraid he goes back to work at the point. Middletown has all of 13 points in this half, 39 for LaSalle. With the ball, Ogieri gives it up. A three, Stitchell, yes! Tomori, 42-13.
That's not an on-the-line three. He's about 4 feet over the line.
Figueres has the ball knocked loose, stolen, gets it back. Ball in the hands of Ben Connerton on the wing. KBS tries a three and bangs it home.
Does he been the whole game.
KBS!
And a bank, too. It was open.
42-16. A little excitement for the Islanders. The chant behind us from the Middletown fans. Here's a three on the wing by LaSalle. KBS with the rebound. Gives it to Timmy Robinson. Robinson up the lane. Driving and can't get the layup to go, but he did get fouled, and Timmy goes to the line.
Well, we said he comes in and offers him some spot, KBS does. Hit the three, got a rebound down the end. He went up and got it strong. A lot of the Islanders are just jumping for the ball, but you're not going to jump and just catch it. You're going to have to take it away from the LaSalle Rams.
Timmy Robinson gets a pair of free throws here. First one's on the way and good.
Number 14, Jacob Marcolo, number 11, Liam Simpson.
And all kinds of Rams changes here. About three different guys coming in, including Tommy Malloy and also Martone. And waiting at the line is Timmy Robinson with his second free throw. It's on the way and it's good. 42-18.
Second last shot.
Aya Frady near the center circle, angles off to the right. Picked up by Roberto Figueres. Aya Frady trying to make a move. Dishes it back. Simpson over here. Stitchell again. This one's going to be off the mark. Fight for the rebound. Simpson on the wing. They work it around. Stitchell cross court. Shot, Martone, three, no. Rebound comes down, and the buzzer goes off, and there's no further scoring. But the LaSalle Rams are owning this game from start to the halftime. 42-18, LaSalle. We'll take a timeout for a few messages, and we'll be back on our AM 1540, our FM 101.1, and WADK.com.
Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. Interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the Master Electricians at Beacon Solar.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Flower Cart is a full-service floral shop that makes your floral vision come to life. In addition to custom offerings for landmark events, Clements carries fresh-cut flowers, blooming plants, and more. They custom-make fruit or gourmet gift baskets. And don't miss Clements' extensive line of Asher's Gourmet Chocolates, Papyrus Greeting Cards, and the Yankee Candle Collection. Your neighborhood store and so much more. Clements Marketplace.
Official championship ring on the Buckeye Island Interstate.
Welcome back to the Ryan Center at the University of Rhode Island in this Final Four semifinal in the boys' tournament. We have it all LaSalle, 42-18. They started off not making any mistake about who was in charge of this game when they finished the first quarter 27-8. Individually, for the Islanders, 7 points for Timmy Robinson, 6 for Ben Connerton on 2 threes, a 3 for Kyle Brennan Simmons, and a basket for Joel Sanchez. For the Rams of LaSalle, 14 points for Josh Ogieri, 10 points for Kelvin Odie. You've got a 5-point effort so far for Ja'Kari Washington, 2 points for Dante Iafredi, 7 points for Tamoy Stitchell, 4 points for Liam Simpson, and a total of 42. That's an impressive display.
Impressive. When you look at their totals, they're 17-27 for the game, 14-17, and many of them just putbacks and dunks. The only saving grace is they were just 3 of 10 from beyond the arc, although Stitchell made 2 long ones, and I believe it was Josh Ogieri made one, too. So they're just tough. I mean, they're out-rebounding Middletown 16-7. 7 of those rebounds are on the offensive end. Middletown's completed 12 turnovers to just 1 LaSalle turnover. And the shooting on Middletown, 6 of 20, 3 of 11 from beyond the arc, 3 of 9 from inside the arc. And everyone around the basket has been contested. I'm looking at, you know, no shots from Pat Cranston. 1 shot from Wiggins, which was an easy one along the baseline that he missed. Ben Connaughton's got 1 inside. Timmy's the only guy that's really doing anything. Figueres is 0 of 4, has taken 3 long threes and had 1 drive to the basket. But when you drive to the basket against that front line, you know, you're going to get altered, and that's what's happened. So, you know, and on the defensive end, Middletown's tried man-to-man. That wasn't going to work. They went to the zone. And I'll give LaSalle credit. They moved the ball impeccably, never touched the ground, in, bang, bang, and hit the high post down. And then all of a sudden, there's a guy wide open on the bottom. And if not, they hit the threes in the perimeter. So they're a very good team. I'm really, really impressed with the athleticism, especially of Ogieri and OD. They are just big, strong, fast guys.
They are. They are. And even the guys off the bench, I mean, like Tamoy Stitchell.
Yeah, he comes in. He's a god, but he's about 175, 180 pounder. Can jump in, shoot it. Yeah, they have a lot of answers. Washington made the 3 from the corner. And Iafredi, who I think is probably one of the best point guards in the state, just played the first half. Wouldn't even know he was out there. But you did on the defensive end. First 2 possessions, he took 1 away from Figueres, and then Pat Cranston forced him into a turnover. So that's why they are 24-1, I guess, Bob.
Yes, I guess so. And they are a team to be reckoned with. And coming up after this game, the matchup is number 2, Bishop Hendricken, against number 11, East Providence. And on a piece of paper, that sounds like we're headed for a LaSalle-Hendricken matchup.
Well, East Providence, as we mentioned earlier, is a very good team, very much like LaSalle, very athletic, a lot of answers. Hendricken is not as quick and fast. They're more of the prodding type of team, the 6'4 big kids. So don't be surprised. East Providence was supposed to be up in the top 3 in the state. They had a little couple of falls during the middle of the year. They lost 2 or 3 games, but I would be surprised. I put it this way, it would be a competitive game.
All right, it's halftime here at the Ryan Center, and it is 42-18, LaSalle over Middletown. We'll take a 2-minute timeout right here and come back with you on AM 1540, WADK, FM 101.1, and on WADK.com.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's Best Restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at The Brick. Anytime's a great time to do The Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers,
steaks and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley. So come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents? And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan prepared by certified financial planners and CPAs. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial, proud of their 32 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
Coming up at the end of the game, John and I will pick our Middletown High School player of the game and give that young man a gift certificate from the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant in downtown Newport. Just so I don't forget it at the end of the broadcast, I want to say thank you to our ongoing sponsors for all of these basketball broadcasts, girls and boys, that we brought you this season. Our presenting sponsor, of course, the folks at Corrigan Financial, and then the rest of those sponsors who have been with us all season long, O'Brien's, R&R Construction, Gustav White, Sotheby's, Gustav White Sotheby's, Midtown Oyster Bar, Newport Propane, A1 Roofing and Construction, Clements Marketplace, the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, and for our Portsmouth Games, West Main Pizza. Just people who support the high school community, the high school athletic performances and efforts, and I'm just so lucky to have all of them here.
Quinnig Island is very, very lucky for the business people on this island. Just as incredible because, you know, they get asked all the time by so many people, you know, to do this and do that, and they've always come out and done it, and they've been a good sponsor, and they know the value of athletics for the kids, and therefore, you know, you mentioned a couple of names, Corrigan Financial, you know, Danny Corrigan went through high school football, basketball, baseball. He knows what it was to him, so he's more than glad to give back as the Plum families and all of them, the Hillies out in West Main Pizza. So I think it's their way of saying, hey, thank you for taking care of our kids while you had them, and they love doing it.
Yeah, we could send a whole bunch of names. You know, that Fader guy, he's a pretty
O'Brien
good guy.
Club, yep.
And all the others, I can't say enough about them for supporting our efforts to bring you these games. Both teams are back, getting ready for the second half. I don't think it's going to be too much of a surprise if LaSalle comes out winning this one. They're already up 42-18.
Yeah, and you hope, Kevin, I'm sure he talked to his kids, look, have some individual pride, play under control. You're not going to, you know, we're not going to get a 20-point play to make this game competitive again. But let's go out and show them what kind of team we have been this whole year. Let's beat them the second half. You know, even play a tie and do the best you can because you're facing a very, very talented team. I'm surprised how good they are. They really are.
It's like a college team out there.
You know exactly, Bob. I'm looking 6'5", 6'4", 6'3", and the two 6'4", 6'3" kids can jump to the moon. They had four dunks in that first half, which is probably more than we saw all year.
Four, huh? Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to see if we can keep track of the dunks. All right. As I got a feeling there might be another one or two.
You think so? Oh, Middletown can take care of the basketball a little bit better. They're talking to him. Let's go. Let's give it our best effort. Slow your pace down a little bit. You can't go 100 miles an hour against these guys.
All right, LaSalle will be putting it in play to start the second half. They're going to put it in play right in front of John Dias. And doing the honors, Ja'Kai Washington to Dante Iafredi. And Middletown out there with their starting five.
Back and to the man-to-man.
Iafredi will work it around. Go to the foul line to Liam Simpson. Goes to the baseline right side. Ja'Kai Washington drives into the lane. Dishes it down to Simpson, who puts it up and in.
Look how easy there. He drove, made the defense come over and get him, and he just dumped it down. Real good team basketball.
Middletown back the other way now. Here is Cranston going right to the basket, blocked from behind. Thought he had a layup.
Oh, my God. There was two of them up there. So look at this.
Iafredi and a layup up and in by Josh Ogeri.
He is good. He is fast, quick.
It's so easy for these Rams. Here's Ben Connaughton for a three. Yes, again! Oh,
that's
Ben!
Started the game out. And that's against O'Ferry, too. O'Ferry, and he's doing a nice job.
Iafredi dishes it off. Deflected away. Stolen, but Rams fighting to get it back. Simpson saves it. Ja'Kai Washington on the left elbow works it over to Iafredi. They reset. Out high, Liam Simpson. 6 foot five to Iafredi. Foul line in the corner. Ja'Kai Washington drives. Tied up. And a travel is called on the Rams.
Oh, only their second of the game. On that play previous that there was a loose ball and two Middletown kids just reach for it instead of going to get it. And it goes right back to LaSalle. That's the kind of toughness and quickness that they have. And you just got to match it.
Figueres brings it up. Gives it up to Ben Connaughton. Challenged immediately. Bounce pass goes off a Ram, saved by a Ram, taken by a Ram. Bringing it up, Ogeri. Lost the dribble, kept it back, goes cross court. Washington has it. Iafredi, left of the lane, a drive, turns, puts his head down, blocked by Pat Cranston. And Pat's going to be called for the foul, and that's number three.
Yeah, it was good defense by Figueres. He turned him right into Cranston, but Pat...
It's on Figueres, sorry.
Okay. He did a nice job of defending it, but stayed on the ground. When he took the shot, he wouldn't have fouled him.
Iafredi at the line for two, hits the first. Jacob Mello in, and... Pat Cranston, no. R.J. Wiggins.
Yeah, he sort of got hurt on the play down here. Hurt his leg a little bit and was wincing, so Pat took him out.
All right, Freddie's second free throw also good. 48-21. All LaSalle in this one. Early third quarter. Roberto Figueres gives it up to Jacob Mello. Out beyond the arc. Here goes Timmy Robinson for three. No, easy rebound. For Ogeri. Back come the Rams. Here's a drive. Throwing it up, no good, but the putback is good by Ogeri.
Wow, you got to keep him off the boards. Which is hot.
50-21. A three for Figueres. Nope, doesn't touch anything.
Not the shot you want to take. Not with this point differential right here. You get plenty of time to take that shot.
Oh, Iafredi brings it back. Gets things set up. And gives it up. Here's OD with a jumper. Short. Rebound. Connaughton throws it away. Can't afford to do that. A drive right to the basket. Up and in by Kelvin OD.
Missed one the last time, but he wasn't missing that one.
Wasn't really challenged at all. Timmy Robinson. Left of the lane, going up, left-handed, crank at it to go, and a battle for the rebound comes down to Iafredi on the run, right of the lane, looking around, gives it up for a three from Ogeri, no, rebound. Odie lost it, goes bouncing around on the baseline, and Jacob Mello tried to save it and was over the end line.
Replacing Joshua Ogeri.
Coming in for the Rams again is Jake Marcone. Ogeri sitting down. Martone with it. Backs it off to Iafredi between the circles. LaSalle in the white uniforms. Simpson driving in the lane. Throws it up softly and puts it down.
Just back Timmy right down. No, not much chance for Timmy down that one.
And on go the Rams. Here's Ben Connaughton, but Ben made a move and travels.
Well, that's been his bugaboo all year long. When he doesn't have the quick three, he likes to make a move, but he moves his feet first. And he's not going to go by whoever that was guarding him.
Pat Cranston has returned. Jacob Mello sat down. And here's Iafredi back to work. Gives it up to OD at the foul line, turning, spinning, and blocked. Nice defense that time. Is that Connaughton or Robinson?
That was Connaughton that blocked him from behind. But, you got to play defense in front of the man. You can't let him get to the rim and then try to block it against these guys.
The Middletown ball. Midway through the third quarter. Down by 54-21. Figueres with it. Gives it up to Timmy Robinson. Drives the baseline. Shut off. Backs it off. Connaughton tries a three. Not this time. Rebound, Ja'Kai Washington. Iafredi brings it up court in a hurry. Left of the lane, blocked off nicely by Figueres.
He's done a nice job staying in front of Iafredi, but, they haven't needed him. They do.
Martone with it now. Almost traveled. Here's Iafredi trying to work the baseline. Dishes it nicely to Simpson. Misses the layup. Gets it back. Misses the putback. Rebound, Timmy Robinson.
Yeah. Who misses? That's a rarity for this team.
Here's Timmy trying to go in the lane. Turns, spins, layup, up and in. Nice move.
He's playing hard. He's played hard all year long.
Iafredi comes back, bounce pass on the baseline, finds the mark. Stolen away finally by Timmy Robinson. Looking, taking it himself, gives it to Figueres, misses the layup.
That's too bad. That was one of the better plays Middletown's had the whole game. But you had to shoot it quick because you knew you were going to get blocked.
Dante Iafredi will bring it up court slowly. 2:50 to go, third quarter. He dishes it off in the corner, and a three is good. Ja'Kai Washington.
He's taken two and made them two.
Timeout.
Timeout called here by LaSalle to make some substitutions. We'll take a 30-second break and be back at the Ryan Center after this.
O'Brien's Pub, for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites, plus never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
Well, on this final 4 day, John, we haven't seen much competition in any game except maybe the previous women's game, girls game. But
yeah,
that was a 12-point win.
Well, this is an open tournament, so we get the top teams from one division against another. But top teams have proven that's why they're the number one seeds, because they have really played well today. Whether it was Bayview, whether it was North Kingston, and now the Rams.
Lucas Gillis is back in. Tamoy Stitchell's back in for the Rams. R.J. Wiggins for Middletown. Three. Robinson doesn't touch anything. Connor Lopez is in for the Islanders.
I know you're not going to get many good looks at the rim, but I think you can take a shot a little bit later in the shot clock. Try to keep it as close to as competitive as you can, but when you take a 30-foot three, you don't need that.
In for the Rams as well, Ali Abdur Razak for the first time. Martone tries a three. Rolls around, drops off. Rebound, Timmy Robinson. On the run, down the lane. Dish, down low. Connerton's layup, up and in.
Yeah, it's all Timmy Robinson. He's getting the ball off the board. He's made two nice assists. Figueres missed it the last time.
Stitchell. Driving, throws it up softly, too strong. Rebound underneath, Wiggins. Looking for help, brings it up himself, dishes to Timmy Robinson. Timmy, top of the key, left of the lane, dishes it on the wing. Wiggins shot from the corner. Yes, for two.
Well, he was caught it. Again, a pass by Timmy Robinson.
First basket for RJ. At the other end, a three is no good, and Tamoy Stitchell is going to be called for a foul in the rebounding. And on Tamoy, that is his first.
They haven't fouled too much either. I think Timmy went to the line twice. That's all the Islanders have done.
Jack Duke is coming in for the first time for the Islanders.
I think Kevin's going to give some of his seniors a chance to play here at the Ryan Center.
Pat Cranston will take a seat. And Timmy will bring it up. Mr. Robinson. Slowly across the timeline, right side to Duke. To RJ in the right corner, tries a three. Nope, not this time. Rebound easily for Ogiri. He'll bring it up himself. Guarded by Connor. Goes right by him and slam dunks it home again.
Scary, Bob. He's only a junior. Uh-oh.
59-27. Rams are in a romp. Ben Connerton trying to move down the lane. Lost his dribble. Turned it over. Up court comes Stitchell. Driving to the lane. Right side. Underhanded. No. Doesn't go. Tip is up and in.
That's by Ogiri.
Ogiri. 61-27. Timmy going right of the lane. Going right to the basket. Has the ball deflected. And is down in a heap by the basket.
That's another block by Ogiri.
And he'll get up and slowly come up court. Hopefully Timmy's okay.
I'll give LaSalle credit, too. They held the ball out waiting for him to come down.
Yeah, they did. That was Stitchell. Stitchell did that. Tamoy with it. With the final seconds of the third quarter about to run out. Top of the key. Left of the lane. Down the lane. Pump fake. Dishes down low. Layup is no good. Put back no good. Time runs out. It is a 61-27 LaSalle lead after three quarters. We'll be back after this timeout. Stay with us.
The entire staff of the 70s, R&R Construction, and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797. Or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
If you missed it earlier in the day, the Rogers girls lost their game to Bayview. So it's Bayview who moves into the girls' final tomorrow. And they'll be facing a very good Hendricken squad.
Maybe North Kingston.
I mean North Kingston.
That's okay.
Because
Hendricken squads are usually very good anyway.
Yeah. And then here it's, of course, LaSalle owning this game. And coming up afterwards will be Hendricken and East Providence to determine the other finalists. RJ Wiggins going to put it in play right in front of John Dice.
There's Sam Califf in the game now with Duke and Connor Lopez.
Yeah. Timmy looks okay. Puts up a three. Nope. Goes out of bounds. LaSalle ball. Connor Lopez in there, and also, as John said, Sam Kayla.
Timmy's 0 for 6 today, shooting the 3. They've been a little longer than they normally have to shoot them.
Stitchell gives it up. A 3 from the wing is good. That time it's Ali Abdur Razak.
Razak,
pardon me.
Big kid, too.
At the other end, Middletown with the ball. And a turnover by the Islanders.
They had more turnovers than baskets in that quarter. They did shoot four of 11. LaSalle, a little bit of normalcy, 8 of 16.
Timmy Robinson looks really tired.
Oh.
Stitchell with the ball. Left of the lane, right of the lane, dishes nicely, and the layup is missed that time by Tommy Malloy. Middletown at the other end turns it over again. Here goes Stitchell with a nice pass and a layup to Gillis.
Lucas Gillis. Very unselfish team, but the turnovers And they're careless ones now. They're not being forced by the defense.
Here's a three. Timmy, that's no good. Rebound boom, battled around. It comes down to the Rams. Stitchell comes up right side. Drops it down low. And an easy layup and in for Kevin O.D.
That's why, you know, I'm not against taking the three, but if you take it quick, it's just giving them more and more opportunities to score.
Timmy brings it up court over the center line. Tries to go left, shut off, backs it off, goes right down the lane to lay it up, and goaltending is called on Kelvin O.D.
Well, he beat his man, got to the rim, and O.D. blocked it. It already hit the backboard. That's the only reason was the goaltend.
Count the basket for Timothy Ross.
And we have a new player for the Rams. That would be Matthew Hayes in the lineup now. And also in there is Rex Zadrozny. From the corner, a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Mello, Jacob, Middletown. On the drive, Timmy Robinson to lay it up and in left-handed. 68-31. At the other end, a travel by the Rams.
It's only their third of this half and only fourth of the game.
Mike McParland trying to get in as many of his guys here in the fourth quarter that he can. Less than 6 minutes to go in the game. Timmy Robinson. And what do we have? A foul
Jack
on Middletown.
A little block. Yeah, moving screen.
The Middletown foul.
Jack, first foul.
His first personal foul.
Another Middletown turnover. Lucas Gillis will put it in play, put it in the hands of Tommy Malloy. All reserves pretty much right now for the Rams. And they work it around back to Gillis. Foul line. Corner. Three. No. Rebound weak side. Knocked out of play by the Rams.
Middletown ball.
And a full timeout taken here by LaSalle. 5:32 to go. And it's all the Rams. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
John Dias, producer, director, is Maxwell Lawless.
You know, one of the things is, as a coach, you know, you had a faceless sound, they have these big kids. It's one thing to be able to defend height, but now you're defending height, athleticism, and talent. And every one of these front court players for LaSalle making it very difficult. Timmy all alone, he continues to play hard. You got to give this young man credit. He's outnumbered out there right now, but he's still playing.
Timmy Robinson now with the point. A couple of points there from Middletown. Feed down low. Turn, spin, and hitting. That's the big guy. Ali Abdur Razak. Back at the other end. Middletown, Timmy Robinson, left of the lane. Spins, goes right of the basket, lays it up and in.
Just playing man-to-man, no double-teaming. And he can get his way to the rim.
At the other end, the Rams with their reserves out there. Working it around, and a traveling violation on Razak. Pat Cranston returns for the Islanders, and somebody's got to sit down. It'll be Connor Lopez. 4:42 to go. And back comes Ben Connerton, another one of the seniors for the Islanders. Jack Duke sits down. Timmy will bring it up. Wonder how much longer Kevin will keep him in.
I think he'll give Ben and him about another minute or two.
Tries a three. Timmy does. Short. Rebound. Razak. And LaSalle works their way left to right as we watch opposite the scorer's table in the white uniforms. Lucas Gillis dishes it out deep. Pass deflected, but stolen away finally by Pat Cranson. Waiting for his teammates to come down. Gives it to Tim. Robinson lays it up.
It's going to be Timmy Robinson versus LaSalle. He's got all but three baskets in this half.
Back the other way come the Rams. A dish in the corner for a three. High arc is good.
Doesn't matter who they got. That's a
Tommy boxing. Malloy.
Doesn't matter who's out there. They can shoot it.
And here is Timmy Robinson trying another jumper in and out. Rebound LaSalle. And they bring it up. And don't you know the guy I have not on my roster is going to come in the game.
Okay.
It's a layup attempt by LaSalle, no good.
Or about Caleb.
Caleb hands it off to Timmy, driving right down the lane to lay it up and in. The Middletown fans are all over Timmy Robinson.
I think it's something about the score. That might have been 1,000 points. Might be 1,000 points. That's where they went from every single time.
Uh-huh. That's probably what happened. A timeout has been called.
That's nice. He had to earn it, too.
Timmy Robinson being congratulated by his teammates, his coaches, and the fans are cheering for him all over us.
That was nice. I was wondering why he was in every possession. He was trying to get it with the threes, but he took it. I don't know if LaSalle let him go one time before that, but that's a great achievement. 1,000-point scores. There's only a few out there in Middletown, like about 10, I think, in the 60-some years. So, honor well deserved for a young man that played hard. He's played hard this whole game.
12 points in this, 14 points in this half, 21 points on the game. Tough loss to take, but then again, Timmy Robinson. We're guessing it's 1,000 points in his career.
And we're going to go 5 seniors out there right now for Middletown.
And Mr. Little gets in there. Sam Little. KBS is back. Ben Connerton's out there. Jack Duke. And Timmy's still playing. He just got congratulated by the LaSalle coach, Mike McParland. A drive for LaSalle and a block by Timmy. He's still playing. Dishes it on the wing. Ben Connerton driving, underhanded layup, no good. Rebound, LaSalle.
Ben has some shots in his repertoire.
Zach Perullo is in there with the ball right now for the Rams. Tommy Malloy with it, looking around, looking for somebody to get it to. I see Rajon Jones in there. Here's a drive, a dish, right to the basket. Left-sided layup, nicely done by Rex Zadrozny. 75-39, 2:40 left in the game. Timmy brings it back. Goes into the lane, spins, puts it up and in. He's making the most of it against the reserves. LaSalle, here's a three attempt, and it's short. Rebound comes down to Jones of LaSalle. Keeps the possession alive. Drive on the baseline is shut off. Jones gets it back. They work it around. Tommy Malloy's going to try a three. Nope, too strong. Connerton rebound. Ben brings it up on the right side by himself. Goes in the lane by himself. Puts it up. No good.
He's trying, though.
Here comes Tommy Malloy back the other way. A three from the wing. No good. Fight for the rebound on the floor. Rams get it back. No good on the putback. Another Ram attempt. Put up around and in by Rex Zadrozny. Kevin just wants to put another sub in. So a quick timeout here. And it's going to be, to get in the game, Jaden Vanover for the first time. And also put Connor Lopez in.
Well, you know, it's funny. We did the interview with Timmy after that last game, and he was talking about his career. Didn't win one game his freshman year, then the COVID his junior year. They only played 7 games, whatever they did, and then His junior year wasn't much better, and then this year they turned it all around, 20-some wins.
Jack Dukes, three, no, rebound, fought for. LaSalle comes down with it. Timmy Robinson is finally sitting down.
Deservedly.
Minute 20 to go in the game. Jones with a three, short, rebound, comes down to Little of Middletown, brings it up court, almost lost it, throws it up, and in! Sam Little!
Probably his first or second basket of the year, but that's okay.
The buzzer is going off like crazy.
But you want to let one more player in.
Okay.
Take Ben Connaughton out, I think.
Number 24, Caleb Sam, enters from
Sam Caleb comes
take a
in.
Little
gets a basket and comes out of the game.
Kevin, what are you doing, Kevin? Pulling him. He's hot.
LaSalle with the ball. A minute to go in the game.
One minute remaining.
Nice feed down in the lane, and an up and down will cost the Rams the ball.
Middletown ball.
It's been LaSalle since pretty much the opening tap. Duke gives it up. KBS, three-pointer on the way. No! In and out.
Wow. That would have been awesome.
And he's smiling, too. Back come the Rams. Malloy gives it up. And up and out, he kept 1 foot on the floor. No basket. Missed close. Rebound, LaSalle. Out it comes. Jones tries a three again. That's no good. Batted out deep. Saved by Middletown, and that was Vanover up court to KBS, driving, laying it up and in.
Good for him. End of senior year, 5 points in this half. Good for him.
14 seconds left. Rams 77-45.
That's going to be it. No more shots.
LaSalle will hold on to the ball. Final seconds tick away, and this one is over.
That is the end of the game.
Now, a great season for Middletown. Didn't end on this way. Today does not define this season at all. They were a good basketball team. They just faced a real good basketball team. They couldn't have played any better.
77-45. A very impressive display put on here by the LaSalle Rams as they head for tomorrow's championship game. Their opponent to be determined by the winner of the next game. We'll take a timeout, come back for some post-game activity, recap the game, recap the scoring, pick our player of the game, and wrap up our basketball season. We'll be back at the Ryan Center in a few minutes.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
A1 Roofing knows your new roof is more than just shingles. Let A1's designers show you the personalized options for your home. As Rhode Island's premier roofing company, A1 knows there's more to keeping the weather out and letting the sunshine in. Phone 265-1019 or go to A1RoofingCompany.com. There's a reason people choose A1.
Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, lets you shop conveniently from your mobile device with their groceries to go service. Choose either pickup or home delivery. Clements now delivers to Newport to go along their service to Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, and Bristol. To shop today, simply visit clementsmarket.com. Clements, a neighborhood store in the very best sense of the word. An integral part of the Portsmouth community, supplying wholesome, fresh, and traditional foods to Aquidneck Island and beyond.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley, so come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport, a classic dining experience since 1980.
And back with you at the Ryan Center, Bob Angel with John Dias. It's a final 77-45. LaSalle dominates Middletown to earn a berth in the championship final tomorrow at 6 p.m. right back here. The game coming up to determine their opponent as number 2 Hendricken against number 11 East Providence. In this one, as we said before, pretty much decided by the first quarter, when LaSalle went out to a 27-8 lead and never looked back. Individual scoring leading LaSalle's attack with 22 points is Josh Ogieri. And after that, only one other Ram in double figures, and that is Kelvin Odie with 14 points. 8 points for Liam Simpson. 7 points for Tamoy Stitchell. And we had 6 for Rex Zadrozny, 3 for Tommy Malloy. We had 4 for Dante Iafredi, 3 for Ali Abdur Razak, and also a basket for Lucas Gillis, and 8 for Ja'Kai Washington. For the Middletown Islanders, what a show put on by Timmy Robinson. He had 23 points. And we guess surpassed the 1,000-point level in his career in that second half. And what a game for Timmy. 11 points for Ben Connerton, and that includes 3 threes. After that, just 5 points for Kyle Brennan-Simmons, a basket for Sam Little, a basket for Joel Sanchez, and a basket for R.J. Wiggins.
Yeah, you go to the game with no points from Figueres, no points from Cranston. You know, in that backcourt, which you had to have. But, you know, Timmy, in that second half, was 8 of 10 going to the rim. He missed all 4 of his threes. But overall, you know, 8 of 10, and so that's 10 of 14 shooting against that lineup. He put on a good performance. But LaSalle was just they're really good. I'm scared. They're scarily good for a high school basketball team in Rhode Island to be that dominant up front. And they're young. I mean, none of the players... I mean, Washington had the 2 threes and scored, 7 points. Iafredi had 3 points or 5 points a game. And the rest of it is all coming back. That's scary.
We had a total of, 5 dunks. They had 4 dunks in the first half, 1 in the second half.
And that sort of set the tone right off the bat.
Individual rebounds, I know Timmy had a bunch,
Timmy,
right?
Timmy, let's see. Robinson the first half had 5, and he had 5 in the second half. So he had 10. Nobody else really in the rebound category at all. For them, there weren't many rebounds for them to get. On the offensive boards, they did have the first half, they had 7 offensive boards. And the second half, I only had them for 3. So how you doing? But just, turnovers is a big thing. Again, they had 12 in the first half, and I got them for 10 in the second half, Middletown. Mm-hmm. So that's 22 turnovers compared to just 5 the entire game for LaSalle.
Well, there was never a doubt in this one from the very beginning that the number 1-seeded LaSalle Rams were a little bit too much for the Middletown Islanders to handle. So we'll find out who the final will feature. LaSalle for sure, either East Providence or Bishop Hendricken. And the girls' final is North Kingstown against Bayview. And that's tomorrow, 3:30 for the girls, 6 o'clock for the boys to finish up the basketball season. Now, I know Kevin wants to talk to his team, and he did say he would come and see us after the game. So we're going to hang on to it a little bit longer here at the Ryan Center to see if we can give Kevin enough time to say what he has to say to his young men, and then come on out here and have a little chat after his season has come to an end. But there are a lot of tall people out there warming up for the next game.
Providence has got some size, and Hemington always has size. I don't know if they have the athleticism that we saw from LaSalle, but I'm sure they've got some that can match. Well, obviously, they did beat LaSalle one time this year, and I know LaSalle beat them the first time they played this year by about 10. So be curious to see.
All right, and, of course, the Middletown fans really came on strong late when they were cheering for Timmy Robinson.
And that was nice. They knew it, and Kevin did a good job of just saying, you bring it back. Maybe that's why he was taking those threes earlier when I thought, you know, maybe should have waited a little bit on the shot clock, but it wasn't going to close the gap either way. So, but, you know, I thought the second half they played a little more fire in them. It wasn't that they didn't play hard. They didn't play strong, you know, against that team.
But, yeah.
You know, most of the times in their Division II or against the teams they were playing, they could reach for the ball and get it. But with that front court that LaSalle had, you weren't reaching for anything.
You know, if I had the opportunity, I never spoke to him about it. I'd love to talk to Mike Lunny, who's the executive director of the Rhode Island Interscholastic League and a good friend. But I don't see him over there on the other side of the court.
I think he went in with a couple of the other men. I do see. No, that's not Mike. I saw a ball head, so I thought that was Mike. But
well,
that's the sound.
That's one way to try and find him. All right, well, we have one more spot to take care of. So we'll do that right here for our presenting sponsor, Corrigan. And then we'll come back and see if we can't have a chat with Kevin Lendrum and or Mike Lunny. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial has been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial. 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
And welcome back. I know you, John, would appreciate it just as much as anybody. The factor of these kids getting to play here at the Ryan Center. You were talking about it earlier, the kind of facility it is, the kind of people who staff this place.
It's an entirely different environment. You know, you're in a major college gymnasium. It's where all the legends in Rhode Island have played, whether it's here or somewhere else. So, yeah, it's beyond what you can say. I mean, you're in the locker room with certain people sometimes that were in there. This is a guy from East Province. We don't want to talk to him.
Okay, yeah.
Jim Rose. Legend up at East Providence.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, well, they beat Rogers one time in football in his whole high school career. He was a quarterback, so that's him. But, yeah, it is fun. I remember I had the privilege of playing the first high school playoff game ever at the Civic Center in 82. And actually, it was a doubleheader. We played Lincoln, and Middletown played somebody else. And had we won that game, we would have played Middletown in the state finals.
Wow.
But it was at the Civic Center, 4 o'clock. So that's been since 82. They've been going to, you know, universities and colleges.
Mm-hmm. And it's just so special. Had a great press conference yesterday. And
is there a meal with that?
There was not a meal.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure if there was a meal. I would like to go into that. But that's okay.
The way they did it is that they had the entire teams come to the press conference.
Oh, wow.
In the past, they used to invite
the captain, the
head coach, the captains, and maybe some seniors or
yeah.
something.
entire teams from every team, all eight teams, boys and girls, nice. Were there. And each team went up, got introduced. The coach said something. One of the team members said something for eight different teams.
Nice.
And everybody got their due. Yep. And it was very special and very. And then everybody got down to come to get down on the court,
shoot around,
hang around, okay. Pictures taken. And it was really something. It was very nicely done by the Rhode Island Interscholastic League and by the folks here at URI. And then afterwards, when everybody was gone, I was still here with Mike Lunny and Carolyn Thornton and a couple of other people were just kind of winding down. Lunny takes off the jacket and tie and starts shooting around.
He could shoot. He was a player.
He was
UNH and then at Portsmouth, but more importantly, after high school. I'm sorry, he was at Bristol.
Bristol, yeah.
He was at Bristol High School, and then he went to UNH, had a great career.
And so he was... hadn't done that for a while, he said. But,
he probably didn't miss too many.
He was doing the regular drill, you know, start up close and then work your way around and work your way out. He did jump a little outside the arc, but not too much. So, but it was just, it's the whole atmosphere. And so many people get credit for it. I just wish Kevin would come our way. Oh, there's Mr. Lunny over there.
Oh, yeah, sitting over there.
Right across the way. Let's see if I stand up, and I'm not very tall. See if I can get Mr. Lunny's attention. He is talking to somebody.
I think that gentleman was with the credit union. He was in the back room a little while ago.
No, Mike wasn't looking over here. I don't see anybody who can go get him for me either. But we're in no hurry to leave here right now, I'll be honest with you. But
I don't think we're going to see Kevin. I think their locker room was down there. They might have. I don't see any of the Middletown people still here, so I'm sure they're out in the lobby somewhere.
He might be too distracted talking to his guys and wrapping things up. And Mr. Marcello's not looking at me either. The executive assistant director here. So that... Oh, look at this.
What's that?
Little desserts being brought over here by the TV guys.
Oh. Well, if we close up here, I'm going to go to dinner somewhere. I don't know where.
So am I.
Yeah.
Hey, young man. He doesn't hear me.
We're out
he
of
went
the
right
loop.
By us.
We're out of the loop.
Totally skipped us. And I can't get anybody to look over in this direction. At least not the one I want. Doggone it. Hey, you know what, Maxwell, play me another spot. Let's pick on Brick Alley and O'Brien's. Play me those two spots, and I'm going to try harder to get Mike Lunny over here. So we'll see what happens. So do that for me, Max, and we'll be back at the Ryan Center.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters. Their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley. So come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980. O'Brien's Pub, for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites, plus never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
give Timmy one of the autographs.
Oh, nice.
All right. We are back live at the Ryan Center. Mr. Dias, Mr. Angel, and more importantly, Mike Lunny, the executive director of the Rhode Island Interscholastic League. I don't know, Mike. I don't know how you in the league, your staff, put together an event like this and pull it off so perfectly. I mean, I know it's not perfect, but yet it comes across as being perfect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these type of events take months to plan, and you know, our staff is fantastic. We're, as we always say, we're a small group, but we get a lot done. And you know, these past few weeks, whether it's wrestling, swimming, indoor track, cheer, hockey, you know, all of our winter sports, wrestling, I don't want to forget anyone. All these events take a lot to plan. And so our staff just kind of divides and conquers. That's kind of the way we look at it. But they're a fantastic group of people. Carolyn does all of our communications, all of our social media. Tom Marcello, our assistant executive director. Julie and Sue, our administrative assistants. Donna Kane, our business manager. And Steve Silver and Chuck Jackson. That's our entire staff. You know, but look, it's something that we love to do. And we just want to give kids opportunities to be in great venues, to have a chance to perform and make some lifetime memories. That's really what it's all about for us.
Yeah, John was talking about this environment, the quality of the court, of the Ryan Center.
Yep.
The whole thing is a memory mind, loaded mind here of memories.
Yeah, you don't remember the score. You remember the day that
absolutely.
You were there.
And Bob, you were here yesterday for the press conference, and yeah. I want to give a big shout out to the credit unions of Rhode Island. As Johnny knows, he's been around for a long time too. 33rd year of sponsorship of this event. I mean, it's been our longest running sponsor. They are so terrific, and they help allow us to be in a venue like this because it's not cheap. And so I want to give a big shout out to them, the Ryan Center staff, the University of Rhode Island for helping to make this event possible. It just takes a lot. It takes a lot of people and a lot of effort. But when we get here and we actually get to see the kids and the smiles on their faces and things like that, and just like Johnny said, whether you win or lose, just getting to this point is a great thrill.
It is. I love watching some of the faces on the kids. They get a T-shirt for crying out loud, and they're happy as a lark. But it's the whole experience, totally unforgettable.
Yeah.
And somehow you just pull it all off.
Well, and for all the Portsmouth people out there, if they remember Danny Marshall from back when I was at Portsmouth High School, he's still coming back every year, and he helps us throw T-shirts into the stands.
Does
and,
he? Oh, wow.
And if you remember him from our Unified Championship team, different things like that. Yep. So, again, we're trying to give as many people opportunities as we can. Tomorrow's our Unified Exhibition in between the championship games, which is always a fun time, too. That's a great partnership that we have with Special Olympics. So, and like we said, we appreciate you guys as well.
No problem. But that one of the best teams you've seen, LaSalle?
Yeah, that was the best performance I've seen out of all the tournaments. They just came out of the gate so
unbelievable.
Fast. And I was just talking to Kevin in the locker room, and you know, they just weren't. He said they just weren't ready to see that type of level.
No. They looked like college players.
Yeah, they sure did.
They sure did.
Yeah. Congratulations to Timmy Robinson too on his 1,000th point. That was elite. I know that wasn't the outcome that the kids wanted, but
right.
What a nice thrill for him to be able to get his 1,000th point on the Ryan Center.
Yeah,
court.
We didn't know what was going on there, but we took a guess. That's what it was.
I kept saying, why is he shooting so quick? You know, but I know why now.
Well, I saw I saw his cousin Patrick come down on the fast break, and he gave up a shot, know, to Tim, and I said something's going on because he gave up the ball.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Well. I wanted to give you a chance to explain and take some credit here because you deserve a lot of praise.
Yeah, we don't need any credit. We just want, you know, we do this for kids and it's just fun. It's just fun for us because the planning that we do in the office, we're disconnected from kids until we get to these events.
This event.
So
right.
For me, it's great to just be out with and seeing kids and watching them perform. That's what it's about.
Well, I'm glad we got a chance to get you over here. And I know you're not done. You still got tomorrow. You still got hockey.
One more week. And then
is,
you'll be, and then you'll
then
be
it's
out.
Gone.
Yeah, it's gone for me, but then it's out in the cold for Bob when he gets for baseball and softball.
Yeah, thanks for that reminder. Congratulations,
thank you.
Mike.
Good job, Michael. Thanks, keep up the good work, buddy.
Always Mike Lenny, executive director of the Rhode Island Interscholastic League. And, you know, I hadn't talked much about hockey, but there's a possibility that the Rogers Middletown Tiverton co-op team and the Portsmouth boys hockey team could be squaring off for the state championship.
I heard they got a Frozen Four format now.
Yeah, so I haven't had a chance to look into it much, but now that we're done with basketball, I might take a look at it. I can't make any promises, but I haven't even talked to anybody about it from any angle at all. So we'll see what happens when, because I think that's coming up.
Wear two
shortly.
Pairs of socks when you do go to the rink.
But when we do, if and when we do hockey, yeah. I need help.
I know nothing.
I'm not a big hockey guy as far as knowledge goes.
Yeah.
So, and we'll congratulate Mr. McPar. Well, he'll walk right by me, yeah. But Mr. McParland and LaSalle folks walking by to enjoy their moment until tomorrow when they try to take it all. So, all right then. I guess we're not going to be able to talk to Kevin Lindrum.
I think they're long gone.
So, we will, by the way, name our player of the game. Oh, gosh. Who could that possibly be?
You know, I think we should give it to Simi Robinson today.
Mr. Robinson. 23 points, 10 rebounds, and he reaches 1,000 points in his career. He will receive, again, a gift certificate from the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant in downtown Newport. We a major thank you to Maxwell Lawless, who has been our producer and director and engineer for just about every game we've done this season, and couldn't have done it without him. And even though he escaped to Aruba for a while, Mr. Dias was spectacular.
What did I miss? Two games? Great. I missed about four during the year, but I enjoy doing it. And for the same reason you just talked to Mike, it's for the kids.
It
the
is.
The kids, you know, it may not seem much to people that we do the games on the radio, but the kids know we do. And, you know, the parents of the visiting teams, I still remember that parent coming up to us at Rogers. He was from East Greenwich. He said, you know, I got to hear the whole game. Guys did a good job, but more importantly, I get to hear my kids' game. So that's why I do it.
There you go. So on behalf of all of us, of all of our sponsors that we mentioned earlier, and for Max and for John and for Scott Barrett, who helped out on a number of occasions as a rookie announcer and enjoyed it thoroughly, we just want to say thank you for your attention and your support, and we'll continue to do the best we can for you as it relates to high school sports for boys and girls. The final in this one was LaSalle over the Middletown Islanders, 77-45, and that will wrap up our basketball season. Glad you could join us for today's action at the Ryan Center at URI on AM 1540 WADK, on FM 101.1, and on WADK.com.
This live coverage of local high school basketball has been presented by Corrigan Financial. Also brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, West Main Pizza, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar, Clements Marketplace, Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, R&R Construction, and by Newport Propane. This has been a sports experience.